double-double tonight, the first one of your young career. How'd you like your effort tonight?
I just try to play hard, so it felt good, I guess, to get my first double-double, so it's good.
That's a great answer, man.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
Yes, sir. It felt good.
That's Brian.
Hey, it felt good.
Oh, my goodness.
Coach says he likes the way you attack the basket and go to the boards all the time. Is that kind of what your mindset is when you're out there?
Yeah, I mean, that's just how I play. You know, I like to attack my opponent. I like to get as much chances for my team, I guess. That's why I go so hard to the rim. So I try to get as much boards as possible, so.
You also showed you can score tonight, too. Coach all talks about your defense, but your offense was pretty good tonight.
Hey, I just try to play with my team, so it's all good. If I score, I score. Do whatever it takes.
Another guy who was just shy of a double-double, Jace Johnson, got in double digits the first time in his young career as well. What did you like from Jace's effort tonight?
I think he's improving every day. You know, it's no secret that he's a little raw and kind of a deer in the headlights a little bit, but you know, he comes to practice every day with the mindset of I need to get better, and you know, he comes to work. You know, he's one of the hardest guys to box out on our team, probably the hardest. You know, and he takes pride in rebounding, so I'm proud of him because he's just getting better and trusting the process. So
a couple of turnovers at time. Is that a mental lapse, or is that something UC Riverside was doing? What was going on there?
Just mental lapses, I feel like. You know, I had a few. I don't know who else had some. Look at this. So, I don't know. But I just know we had some mental lapses, like you said, so.
When it was tied 21 all in the first half, what did you guys do differently to shake Riverside? I mean, they were with you about midway through the first half.
We just got stops. I think that was the biggest thing, you know. I forgot what timeout, media timeout it was, but, you know, we got in there and was like, hey, we need to get stops. And, you know, if we can do that, then we can run, because their defensive transition wasn't that good. So that was just our mindset, and our mindset for the rest of the game after that point, just try to get stops, and then the offense will take care of itself. So.
You guys had four fairly easy games, and you got a really good team coming in Monday. Just talk about how you approach that game.
You know, I think we just got to approach it like we've had all season. You know, I think we've been pretty locked in with game plans, and you know, the personnel of other teams, and Butler's a great team, and they got a lot of, you know, great players that are in, you know, double digits, and you know, they got a great four man and point guard that can really distribute, and a lot of, you know, great role players. So you know, that's a tall task for us right now, but you know, I'm looking forward to that game.
32-point advantage in the paint tonight. Good defensive effort, but you guys were finding a lot of driving lanes for layups on offense as well. Is that something that can, you feel, translate to other games as well?
Yeah, I think so. You know?
What?
But why?
You can't have him anymore.
I mean, the coaches, they pressed out a lot, I guess. They want us to cut when the big man gets it in the basket. They want us to attack the rim a lot, so I think so. If we keep that in our mind, I think it'll help us out.
What is it about guys from Michigan that play so well at Utah? You got three leading scorers tonight.
Oh, yeah, Washburn, too. You know, he played well, too. Wow. Shout out to boy Wash.
Battle Creek, 269.
Yeah, but I don't know. We just got a little, you know, grit to ourselves, and we just try to play hard and,
I don't know about him,
you know, get after it.
Me and Zoe got some grit.
Soft. But, no.
Me and Zoe a little tough. I don't know about Koozie.
All right, next question. He just ruined my train of thought.